a community sees its law enforcement officers is key. Many of us call them heroes for the work they do. For today's KXL Everyday Hero, we look at Battleground.
Mike Fort started his career as a street officer in Portland, and now he's the chief of police in Battleground. I talked with him and with his administrative assistant, Alicia Smith, about the important role officers play in every community, especially with the kids.
One of our newest police officers, actually, he's a young guy that got out of high school locally here. He joined the Marine Corps. He finished his service there and ultimately became a police officer with us. Now, the very beginning of that story, when he was, I believe, about 8 years old, he was a kid that a police officer in Clark County accompanied for Shop with a Cop. So the good story ends with that police officer 20 years ago, nearly, making contact in a positive way with this young man who is now one of our better police officers in the city of Battleground.
Wow, that's a great story. I love to hear that. Is it okay to say his name?
Yeah, Officer Luke James.
Even though it's your job, you know, you're paid to do this job, do you still consider law enforcement officers heroes every day?
You know, that's a tough question. People ask that all the time. I think that it's the same question with our military heroes as well. I'll speak for myself. Most times, I think police officers feel like we're just doing our job. This is something that we desire to serve people, and we mostly look at that as just a job that we do. So I don't know that most of us would really call ourselves heroes. I would say that we are all proud to serve our community. I would say it that way. But I will say that some of the work that our police officers do is heroic. Even the small things like connecting with a child and making a positive impression upon them, as that deputy did with Officer James nearly 20 years ago, that connection is extremely important. And I would call that deputy a hero for making that positive impression. I would also call a lot of our officers here heroes for the work they do every day. But I don't think any one of them would call themselves a hero. We're just proud to serve.
And I would agree with Chief on that they wouldn't call themselves heroes, but I've worked for the Battleground Police Department for the last 8 years, and I've seen some overwhelming support from our citizens coming in and calling our officers heroes. In fact, when we had our COVID restrictions and we weren't allowed to open our office, we still had people reaching out trying to make sure that they were expressing their gratitude to our officers. And one day we showed up and our front doors were adorned with blue construction paper hearts with words of encouragement and just gratitude from our citizens. So I do feel that our officers get that feeling of gratitude and the appreciation of their heroism for everything they do every day from our citizens.
Law enforcement are an authority figure, and sometimes people are intimidated. You know, you just automatically kind of get nervous sometimes when you see someone with a uniform on. So interacting with them and showing them, hey, I'm a real person too, would probably help that.
Boy, you got that right. A little known secret, Veronica, is that I've been doing police work for almost 30 years now. And when I'm driving along and a police car comes behind me, I get nervous. And I'm sure not doing anything wrong, but I get nervous. So I certainly see that in the communities that maybe have negative interactions with police, how they would be nervous when they see police officers. So that is why we try to do everything we can with a positive tone. We try to interact in a good way with all of the citizens and hopefully educate people along the way.
Terrific story. You can read more at KXL.com and on our KXL Facebook page.